Harihi Om Tatsat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Om Sadashiva Samarambham Vyasa Shankara Madhyamam Asmadacharya Pariyantam Vande Guru Paramparam Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam Sutra Bhashya Kritau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punah Om Ishvaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine Vyomavadhyapta Dehaya Dakshinamurtaye Namaha Om Sahanavavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryankaravavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Bhadram Karne Bhishrunuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashye Makshabharya Jatraha Sthirai Rangai Istushtu Vagam Sastanubhihi Vyashema Devahi Tayyadayuhu Swastina Indro Vriddhashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishvavedaha Swasti Nastarkshyo Arishtanemihi Swasti No Brihaspatir Dadhatu Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Namaste Ganapataye Tvameva Pratyakshan Tattvamasi Tvameva Kevalam Kartasi Tvameva kevalam dhartasi, Tvameva kevalam hartasi, Tvameva sarvam khalvidam brahmasi, Tvam sakshadatmasi nityam, Ritam vachmi, satyam vachmi, Avatvamam, avavaktaram, avashrotaram, avadataram, Avadhataram Avanuchanam Avasishyam Avapaschataat Avapurastaat Avottarataat Avadakshinataat Avachordhvataat Avadharataat Sarvato Mam Pahi Pahi Samantat Sarvato Mam Pahi Pahi Samantat Sarvato Mam Pahi Pahi Samantat Tvam Vangmayastvam Chinmayah Tvam Anandamayastvam Brahmamayah Tvam Satchidanandadvitiyosi Tvam Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvam Jnanamayo Vijnanamayosi Sarvam Jagadidam Tvatto Jayate Sarvam Jagadidam Tvattastishtati Sarvam Jagadidam Tvailayameshyati Sarvam Jagadidam Tvahi Pratyeti Tvam Bhomirapo Nalo Nilo Nabaha Tvam Chattvariva Akpadani Tvam Gunatrayatitaha Tvam avasthatrayatitaha, Tvam dehatrayatitaha, Tvam kalatrayatitaha, त्वं मूलाधारस्थितोऽसि नित्यम् त्वं शक्तित्रयात्मकः त्वाय योगिनो ध्यायन्ति नित्यम् त्वं ब्रह्मा त्वं विष्णुस्त्वं रुद्रस्त्वमिन्द्रस्त्वमग्निस्त्वं वायुस्त्वं सूर्यस्त्वं चन्द्रमास्त्वं ब्रह्म भूर्भुवःस्वरो गणादिम् पूर्वमुच्चार्य वर्णादीम् सदनन्तरम् अनुस्वारः परतरः अर्धेन्दुलसितम् तारेण रुद्धम् एतत्तमनुस्वरूपम् गकारः पूर्वरूपम् अकारो मध्यमरूपम् अनुस्वारश्चान्त्यरूपम् बिन्दुरुत्तररूपम् नादः सन्धानम् संहिता सन्धिः सैषा गणेश विद्या गणक ऋषिः निक्षुद्गायत्री छन्दः गणपतिर्देवता ॐ गं गणपतये नमः ॐ गं गणपतये नमः ॐ गं गणपतये नमः ॐ एकदन्ताय विद्महे वक्रतुण्डाय धीमहि तन्नो दन्तिः प्रचोदयात् एकदन्तम् चतुर्हस्तम् पाशमङ्कुशधारिणम् रदम् च वरदम् हस्तैर्बिभ्राणम् मूषकध्वजम् रक्तम् लम्बोदरम् शूर्पकर्णकम् रक्तवासम् रक्तगन्धैः ताङ्गम् रक्तपुष्पैश्च पूजितम् एकदन्तम् चतुर्बाहुम् रक्तपुष्पैः पूजितम् ॐ नमो व्रातपतये नमो गणपतये नमः प्रमथपतये नमस्ते स्तुलम्बोदराय एकदन्ताय विघ्ननाशिने शिवृत्ताय श्रीवरदमूर्तये नमः ॐ श्रीमन्महागणाधिपतये नमः ॐ नमो भगवते दक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्री शङ्कर भगवत्पादाय परमात्मने वरब्रह्मणे प्रज्ञानांशु प्रतानै स्थिरचर निकर व्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान् स्थविष्टान् पुनरपि दिशनोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् सपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नो माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् पाश्य भोगान् स्थविष्टान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् समति विभवान् ज्योतिषस्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपि शनैः स्वात्मनि स्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगत गुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः We have only covered first two prakaranams of Mandukya prakaranam. In completing other two prakaranams, clarity will enhance further. There is always enhancing clarity. We began with Om. Let us think of Om again today. Sarvam hi etad aksharam. All that is here is this monosyllabic word Om, consisting of just three sounds. How? All that is here is Om. Because Om is Brahma. Om is Brahma, Om is Atma. So, Atma or Brahma is the Abhideyaha. Atma Abhideyaha. Brahma Abhideyam. Meaning of the word. So, Om is the Abhidhanam. So what is Brahma? All that is here is only Brahma. Om is Brahma. All that is here is Brahma. Therefore, Om is all that is here is Om. Sarvam Omkaraha. Sagunam api Omkaraha. Nirgunam api Omkaraha. Absolutely, Om is Nirgunam Brahma Chaitanyam. So, Gaudapada Acharya presented beautifully, very quickly, in a few mantras, how Prathama Pada of the Atma, Atma has no Pada, Atma does not have any Pada, but just for teaching purpose, Prathama Pada of the Atma. Just stating the entirety of the objective universe, experienced dually, is nothing but Atma. So when you see the Atma in the form of the universe, Atma alone is in the form of the universe. There's no universe otherwise Atma or Brahma. So universe is another name for Brahma because of the appearance. When you show somebody a tall person, you show he's tall. The tall man, you say, just to say the same person, whose name can be some name. Like that, when you say the whole Jagat is Atma, whole Jagat is Brahma, is what he states by presenting Atma as the first Pada. First Pada of Atma is what? The whole Jagat experience the waking state is Atma. Because that is where you begin your life. Because only in the waking state you are experiencing the Jagat. Only in the waking state you know your existence. You know the existence of the world. Only that is waking state. And it is the waking state, this experience of duality. And experience of plurality. Experience of countless number of forms, names and functions. Including time and space. So time exists in the waking state. Space exists in the waking state. And all the forms, names and functions which are experienced within the realm of time and space. It's all in the waking state. It is in the waking state we study the Shastram. It is the waking state we see the Sishya Sikshaka Bheda. The teacher taught teaching Triputi Bheda. Threefold difference, divisions. It's all in the waking state. So truth is analyzed in the Shastra. What is this Jagat? What is the truth? Where has this come from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? The whole analysis is happening only in the waking state. But still, this waking state is not real. So everything, the analysis, the inquiry, the study, everything is possible only because of this relatively real world. So the analysis finally should help you understand what? This is all Brahma. The first Pada of the Atma, after understanding the content of the, or under the content of the second chapter, Vaitatya Prakranam, now we see as what? There we understood. Now we really see this Jagat is, there's no Jagat, there's only Brahma, there's only Atma essentially. Then when you can look at yourself, okay, Ishvara, Virad Rupena, so Atma Eva, Virad Rupena Bhati. It's Atma which alone shines in the form of the entity of the grass manifestation, grass universe. Okay, Virad Ishvaraha, the whole. Already Upanishad study takes us from the Ekarupa Dhyanat Sarvarupa Dhyanam. Already this teaching, the very first mantra where it is said, when the Prathama Pada is analyzed, already our attention is shifted from the concept of Ishvara changes. What is as only Ishvara? Only Bhagavan here. There is no second thing other than Bhagavan. Sarvam Vishnumayam Jagati, Shivamayam Jagati, Sarvam Ishwaramayam Jagati. This comes, the Prathama Pada analysis already gives us this understanding. It is the Atma, it is this abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality which we arrive at through the analysis, Diktishiveka Prakriya. We do understand, we arrive at the reality, it is formless, it is abstract, the subtlest, inexplicably subtlest. All that we understand is what? What is that reality? There is reality, formless. And that reality is of the nature of knowing. But Jnanam Swarupam. Jnanam Shaktihi. Swarupam and Shaktihi. The power of the reality is knowing. The nature of the reality is knowing. Why does it know? That's its nature. How does it know? Power. Ask these two questions. Why does the reality know? Why does the light illumine? It's not a will involved action. Light does not decide to illumine. There's no will is involved. It is Swarupam. That's why it's not an action. Illumining of the light is not an action. It's the very nature. Similarly, knowing is not an action of the reality. Abstract, formless reality. Knowing is a Swarupam. Jnanam Swarupam. Jnanati iti Jnanam. That is why you cannot use any better word than Jnanam. Of course, we have other words. Chit, Chaitanyam, Chitihi. So Jnanam. Pure knowledge. We add the adjective pure just to say when you arrive at the reality using the Drishyaveka Prakriya, negating the body as object of knowledge, negating the mind as object of knowledge, negating the prana, sense organs, everything as object of knowledge. No, negating even the ahankara, even negating the knowledge, let me not use the word ahankara, negating even the knowledge of self-existence, obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am. You negate finally what? Even the knowledge of self-existence. Why? Knowledge of self-existence, obtaining in him of thought in terms of I am, is known, comes and goes. If it is there, it's a waking state. If it resolves, it's a deep sleep state. Initially, how do you study? When you wake up, in jnanam, you have the jnanam. In waking state, you have the knowledge of self-existence. In deep sleep state, you do not have knowledge of self-existence. But you have to understand differently how. Only when there's knowledge of self-existence, it is waking state. So day or night. When this jnanam resolves, it is deep sleep state. So what makes the day for you? What is it? What? When are you awake? Knowledge is, so knowing one's own existence is being awake to the relatively real world. And being ignorant of one's own existence is what? Okay? Having the world resolved in you. Therefore, when you arrive at that reality, you are very clear that reality is abstract, formless. How subtle it is, you can't explain. Inexplicably subtle. And what, how can you talk about reality? You only say, it knows. It knows. It observes. the experiences, you can see all these things. Knows is the best word. Knows. And knows, why does it know? Swarupam, nature. And how does it know? How does it know? Why does it know? Swarupam. How does it know? That is the power. That is the capacity. Then you call it what? Shakti. Jnanam eva shakti. Jnanam eva swarupam. That power remains unmanifested. The whole power of knowing, which is swarupam of the reality, remain unmanifested. What is it called? Purna ajnanam. Total ignorance. So reality, which is ever of the nature of knowledge, ever of the nature of knowing, is endowed with the unmanifested total power of knowing, which is said to be ajnanam, ignorance. The total ignorance is what? Unmanifested knowing power. Naturally, effortlessly, only half of the knowing power becomes, not even, you can't measure how much. Okay? That is why in Purusha Suktam it is said only little of Bhagavan's Swarupam is manifested as the whole. The only manifestation of knowledge of the existence of the self, which gives rise to what? Knowledge of the existence of the world alone is there. Then suddenly you see this whole world of duality. Anubhavaha, dvaita anubhavaha is only when there is manifestation of knowledge. So manifestation of knowledge is not possible if there is no, if there is no appropriate manifesting medium. There's so many countless number of living creatures, but in how many of them there is manifestation of this knowledge of self-existence? Only in manushya upadhi, only in human mind, not even the human heart, lungs, kidneys, only in human mind. So all other organs happen to be the gross elemental products. Where this grossness, the manifestation is there, but it's not available for recognition as it is. So in all the gross of living beings, we understand the knowledge being manifest. It can be a tiny virus, tiniest microbe, amoeba, paramecium, or a cell. Every living creature, even unicellular organism, to elephant, you know, all the plants, every living being, there is knowledge, manifestation of knowledge. There's knowledge manifested. But we can only understand the knowledge being manifested. Oh, there is jnanam. There is jnanam. In a bird I see jnanam. In a plant I see jnanam. I see jnanam being manifested and a part of every living creature. I see means we do understand. Without seeing the jnanam through physical eyes. Jnanam is not available for recognition through physical eyes. It's available for recognition, you know, intellectually. For cognitive appreciation it is there. Because every living being lives, it's Pujya Swami's words, every living being lives its life without being instructed, tutored, taught by others. No other living creature needs any training, 1 month TTC. No training is required for any living creature. Every being lives its own life completely. that jnanam. If these seagulls being trained for sometimes, only for a short time, Krishnaji walks, somebody comes to the dock, all the birds come. Why? People in the Bahamas ashram, when they put the waste food in the sea, fish comes up. It's easy to catch fish. Birds do not come for our food. Birds come for their food. Fish come for their food. Jnanam. Sometimes they get disappointed. They do fish very clever. Escape. There's also jnanam. And the birds don't want to feel disappointed. Take some food which we offer. At least it enjoys my sapadilla when it throw. What I'm saying, jnanam. So, knowledge is there in every living being. We don't need to teach how to live its life, where to find its food, how to prepare its food. Thank God the plants are not dependent on our teaching for photosynthesis. Inbuilt jnanam is there. So, we see Ishvara. Who is Ishvara here? It is the knowledge. Why I have to talk about Ishvara today? Shankara Bhagavatpada emphasized. He re-established the timeless wisdom of Advaita, vision of Advaitam. Timeless wisdom of the vision of non-duality, he has re-established. It's not timeless knowledge. He revived it. But still, he emphasized Ishvara Tattva. Actually, Shanmata Sthapakaha he became also. Okay. Shanmata Sthapakaha. Shanmata Sthapakaha. We also formed this worship of Bhagavan in sixfold ways. It's all for preparation. Because without preparation, this amazing wisdom, amazing vision, which is the culmination of the human life, is not possible unless the mental refinement should reach its zenith. You know, reach its. So emotional maturity, how long the mind can become refined. The mind should become refined and become refined and refined and refined. What is this? Okay, what is the mesh? Where the refinement stops. It cannot become more refined than this. The most refined mind. That's all. There it stops. Emotional maturity. The mental refinement stops. When? Only in discovering the truth. Discovering the truth, reality implied by the term Atma Brahma. That's why we say Jnani is the wisest person, the most refined person, the most mature person is a Jnani. Because Atma does not become refined, does not need refinement. It's a mind, mental refinement. So human mind, which is the most sophisticated instruments, of all the material instruments in the world. Being the subtlest material product, material stuff, it serves as a manifesting medium. That is why the knowledge of self-existence rising from a thought is possible only in human mind. So it is the human mind alone is capable of discovering what I am also. What this I is. I is distinct. I is distinct from this. The I sense is distinct from this. Not distant from this. What is this I which is distinct from this? Everything indicated by this. So this, the external world, the whole entirety of the external world is indicated by this pronoun this. And the nearest body, everybody's body, in which, inside which there is manaha, is antakarnam, amazing instrument. Because this inexplicably subtle mind also, this instrument called mind, internal instrument of knowledge, antahkaranam, also cannot be by itself. It needs a locus for it to exist, for it to be functional. It needs a locus. And for that, the physical heart. For the physical heart to be functional, to be alive, it needs a protection. So all the physical ribs and things, the whole physical body, big setup. Big setup. That's why Deha Devalaya. How many layers of personality? Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya. All these different paradoxes of the temple and crossing over, going through all of them, negating, because all this, outer prakaram is this, inner next prakara is also so this reality is in form of knowledge. Be in form of knowledge is available for understanding everywhere. So Ishwara asti, Bhagavan asti, astitva jnanam. Bhagavan asti. What is it, Bhagavan? The absolute reality asti. This absolute reality, ultimate truth, formless reality, subtlest reality is as Ishvara, as the ruler, as the Lord, in the form of jnanam in all the living beings. Outside of living beings also, this jnanam is non-recognizably. Non-recognizably reality. And in every living form, recognizably reality is. Recognizably, non-recognizably, reality is in and through pervading everything. That reality is implied by the term Atma, which is the Prathama Pada of the Atma. You have to understand differently now. But inseparably with the forms, names and functions. In the waking state, we have no choice. You can only cognitively distinguish, but you can't physically distance the Atma from forms, names and functions. This physical non-distinguishability of the Atma from the Anatma alone is said to be what? Advaitam. Non-duality. Atyality is non-dual because physical non-distinguishability is there. You can't distance the reality. You can undo this experience of duality because all Atma. The Atma is you. You alone are there. This only Atma, secondless Atma, non-dual reality, which alone is in the form of this world of duality, means what can be distanced from what? Chandara Ashankar Bhagavad Pada. Kim Jadam Jadat Atmanam Atmana. Which, what do you want to keep away from when he, before the Manisha Panchakam, writing Manisha Panchakam text, he composed that, no? What can be distanced? Who can distance? Because the knowledge. So, Paramatma, Parabrahma Vastu, Paramatma is there in the form of knowledge, non-recognizably in non-living things, and also an outside of living beings, available, recognizable as knowledge in all the living beings. As the knowledge backing the order involved in all the functions, which give life, which express the life to all the beings. That jnanam, which is manifesting, expression. Jnana shakti, that total power of knowledge, unmanifested is called ignorance, otherwise called maya. It manifested is what? Jnanam. One and the only power of knowing. One and the only nature of knowing. Jnana, srupa jnanam, which is the shakti jnanam. That jnanam, unmanifested is ajnanam, manifested is jnanam. Nothing but the power of Ishvara. Ishvara shakti hi eva, Bhagavat shakti hi eva, jnana rupena, ajnana rupena asti. Jnanam is Ishvara, ajnanam is also Ishvara. Why? Because there is no jnanam ajnanam outside of Ishvara. Is Ishvara ignorant? Ishvara is not ignorant. Ishvara is pure knowledge. But the abstract reality which enjoys the qualification of Ishvara, status of being Ishvara, has this inseparable, inexplicable power, which is jnanam. Unmanifested is ignorance, manifest is jnanam. So we saw in our classes already, this knowledge and ignorance are two different names given to the only power of the reality in two different conditions. Therefore, Atma is neither ignorance nor knowledge. But knowledge and ignorance both are Atma. And when there's ignorance, whole Jagat remains unmanifested. When this manifestation of the power of reality, when this it is jnanam, and the jnanam is like a light. In the light of knowledge, Jagat shines. This inert material Jagat shines. Light is turned off, every objecting shine. This manifestation of knowledge, Jagat shines. Again, knowledge becomes unmanifested. The jnanam, total ignorance in sleep, Jagat disappears. Jagat remains covered in darkness. So Jagat always shines in the light of manifestation of the knowledge, power of reality. So there's no fraction of second. The reality is not here. When you come and see all these opaque things here, you're seeing every opaque thing because there is light. So Jagat shines means what? You're seeing the Jagat in Ishvara only. Being inseparable from Ishvara. Experiencing the world of duality, plurality, multiplicity, countless number of forms, names and functions, everything. That's why it is Maya. It is highly mysterious Jagat. Is still shining. Where? In the light of jnanam. That is why in the waking state we say there's only jnanam. Deep sleep state only ajnanam. What is ajnanam? Shakti is unmanifested. Shakti is manifested. Seeing everything as knowledge is seeing Ishvara. Waking state, this jnanam, Bhagavan, Ishvara. Power is inseparable, so Ishvara. Because the power, Ishvara's status is attributed. Okay? Ishvara, Ishvara Shaktya, Bhasate. This is the meaning of the word Prathama Pada. Okay? Different way of understanding Padma Pada. and hear itself. Even already when you're seeing the whole Jagat is Ishvara, already you are seeing the this God seeing the unity in diversity. Seeing the unity in diversity. Only when you appreciate that Ishvara is a qualification attributed to the reality. When the reality is manifested as the knowledge in whose light the whole world of material forms, aims and functions shines. But for this gross universe to shine, before this, begins from here. So we go from here, known to the unknown, akanksha paddhati. We go from the known to the unknown. And there is a time, this objectively real, relatively real, empirically real world of duality. So this, what we experience in the waking state is only relatively real, objectively real, empirically real. With understanding, we have to see there's also subjective reality, vyavaharikam satyam, and we have also patibhasikam satyam. See, there must be sukshma for the sthula to appear. Without sukshma, there cannot be manifestation. Manifestation is only in sukshma. The sukshma, the inert, subtle matter, in the form of, obtaining in the form of mind and sense organs, they all become conscious, sentient and functional. It is the miracle. Swami always used to say, this is the miracle. There's no greater miracle. Can you believe the inert matter functions? Inert matter can project. That is why we say waking experience is what? Ishvara Srishti. And dream is Jiva Srishti. So within Ishvara Srishti, the Jiva is there. The Jiva Ishvara Srishti is also capable of projecting. Because you borrow Karnasya Shakti Karya Anuvartate. You also get little bit of Ishvara Shakti. Tiny Ishvara Shakti you also have as Jiva. So all these experiences we have in the waking state can get accumulated, can get stored in your own memory. Again, this memory is inexplicably, it's amazing how much, okay, even in future, no stick, okay? No memory stick will be comparable to your mind. So much of storehouse. People talk, oh my God, you know how much data it has? Tiny, 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 tiny. There's no greater memory stick than your own mind, memory house. It's all possible because of the jnanam, manifestation of jnanam. You might have power. Because the power becomes unmanifested totally, there's no dream. There's no dream possible. Even in jnana, because the mind, the conscious mind is functional, partially functional in dream. So one of this manifestation of knowledge of self-existence, mind is totally functional. Then you can't have dream. Then what you can experience only the world of duality, elemental world of duality. But the world of duality, experience in the dream is what? Vasanamaya prapanchaha. It is not pancha bhautika prapancha. Within the pancha bhautika prapancha, there's another bhautika, another prapancha, which also both elements are in, mind itself is elemental product. But still, they're all vasanamaya, all the vasanas. And that, there also, that world of duality experienced in the dream is only for the person possessed with that dream, that mind. So there again, the knower, known duality, there's everything is experienced here. There's external world, internal world. Same thing we just experienced there. But as long as the person is in dream, it is real. As we say, it's subjective reality, subjectively real world. Nowhere we use the term unreal. Because there's no such thing called unreal. Real means existence. Unreal means non-existence. Shastram states there is no such a thing called non-existence at all. There's only existence. You understand existence being there throughout. In the existence of the elemental Panchabhautika Prapancha, you see the existence enjoyed by this world of duality explained in the waking state. And the same existence continues to be there in the form of existence of the Vasanamaya Prapancha, the world of duality projected by the vasanas of the past experiences stored in the form of memory. Again, existence is there. Object changed, jagat changed. The Panchabhautika Prapancha, elemental world has gone, but still there is the thought-produced world of duality. Object changed, object of experience changed, but existence does not change. Existence enjoyed by the gross universe becomes universe, this unmanifested universe, karana prapanchaha. Okay, before I go there, let me tell you, this existence also is nothing but what? Consciousness only. Therefore, the same abstract formless reality, beginningless, endless, changeless reality, which continues to be there, changelessly, lending existence to this subtle universe, experienced in a certain condition of the mind. Sukshya prapanchaha is also what? Ishvara, jnanam. So there's no knowledge of existence of the self. Knowledge of existence of the jagat. Like what we in the elemental. But there is mind-produced jiva, mind-produced Ishvara. There again. There is jiva srishtihi. Even there, jnanam is. Nothing is possible. That jnanam also is what? Ishvara. Knowledge recognizable is Ishvara. Knowledge manifested alone is recognizable. Recognizable is Ishvara. Manifested is Ishvara. Unmanifested is not recognizable. Non-recognizable is Brahma. Understand? So non-recognizable should not be mistaken for, non-recognizability should not be mistaken for non-existence. Non-recognizability of the reality should not be mistaken for non-existence. No. Again, we say Brahma. Antam may not come. So what I'm saying now, we are seeing, understanding to all the padas. Now after studying the ద్వితీయ ప్రకరణం. సో దాట్ జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ ఈశ్వర, దట్ ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ అనదర్ దెన్ బ్రహ్మ ఆత్మ, దెన్ యు గివ్ అ డిఫరెంట్ నేమ్ హిరణ్య గర్భేశ్వర. ద్వితీయ పాద ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ, దర్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ద సేమ్ ఆత్మ. వాట్ ఈస్ ద్వితీయ పాద? సో యూ అండర్స్టూడ్ నో రీఅనలైజింగ్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ ది సేమ్ సేమ్ పాదాస్ డిఫరెంట్లీ. Even then, the whole sukshma prapancha doesn't exist outside of the experiencer. So even then, experiencer is distinct from the experienced world of duality, but not distant. That is why the jagat is ever non-separate from Ishvara, non-different from Ishvara. Ishvara is non-separate from Jagat. This Jagat being non-different from Ishvara, Ishvara being non-separate from Jagat is Advaitam. This is Dvitiya Pada of the Atma. Then we come to this Sthula Prapancha also is not there, Sukshma Prapancha is also not there, because mind is totally non-functional. Mind is present but totally non-functional. Mind cannot, should not become absent. Mind is absent means body should be sent for cremation. So mind is still present but non-functional. The mind is non-functional itself. The person who is fast asleep is as good as dead. That way, it's not dead, as good as dead. So what is death? If you do not know your own existence, you are dead. You are like a dead person. That's why I'm explaining to you in Puranas, Shiva is said to be Jada. Who is greater, superior, Shakti or Shiva? Unless the power becomes manifested, as good as dead, Jada. No, all sorts of knowledge, pure consciousness is not inert, but as good as inert. Why? The power is unmanifested. So when either the grass universe nor the subtle universe, why no Jagat shines? Because power is totally resolved. And the total power of knowing means resolved, total purna jnanam. And ajnanam is what? Karana prapanchaha. Ignorance is karana prapancha. Don't take ignorance for granted. Karana prapancha, causal universe. Actually, in ignorance, causal universe remains covered in dark. It's like, remains unmanifested. But the jagat doesn't shine. In total ignorance, like in total pitch darkness, all the opaque things remain covered in darkness. The whole jagat, including time and space, time, space, everything remains covered in darkness of knowledge. Then, when this image is covered in darkness of knowledge, everything remains undifferentiated, unmanifested. Jagat avyakritam jagat, avyaktam jagat, karana rupena asti, in name of a cause. What is cause here? Karana rupena asti, jagat asti, even in deep sleep state, even in Mahapalaya Kala, jagat remains, the duality remains, how? In potential condition. Potential means what? In causal form, name of a cause. What is it cause? Total ignorance. So that's why Maya is said to be Karanam, Jagat is said to be Karyam. not really the cause and effect. The power of knowing becomes unmanifested. Jagat loses its status of being existent. The power of knowing becomes manifested. Jagat enjoys its status of being existent. The status of being existent is lost, is enjoyed in keeping with what? When power is manifested, there's knowledge, the light of knowledge, Jagat shines. The power remains unmanifested, Jagat exists, but having lost its status of being existent. Whenever it loses its status of being existent, it's as good as non-existent. Therefore, what is that which lends existence to the Jagat? So, reality, this power of reality does not create the Jagat. Does not create subtle elements, gross elements or elementals. Does not create it. It lends existence. How? Becoming manifested brings the universe to light. Remaining unmanifested keeps the universe undifferentiated, unmanifested, resolved in darkness. So universe does not exist at all. Never does the universe exist outside of the power. So Jagat, that's why Jagat is Karyam and Maya is power is Karanam. Jnana Shakti, the knowing power, unmanifested knowing power is looked upon as the cause. These two worlds exist, the effects. Now, when the power remains totally unmanifested, whole Jagat remains unmanifested, we say Karana Padaha, Tritiya Padaha. What we understand, even then, there is knowledge, because the total ignorance is object of knowledge. Whenever there is total ignorance, there is simultaneously, inseparably, bliss is experienced in total ignorance. There's sukham. Okay? There's sukham in whenever there is non-dual experience, whenever there's total ignorance, there's non-dual experience. In non-dual experience, ahankara remains resolved. I sense remains resolved. This sense remains resolved. There is sukham. So even then we say what? Karanam also. Karanam obtaining in the form of total ignorance is object of experience. Therefore there also the karana prapancha does not exist different from Ishvara. Ishvara is non-separate from Karana Prapanchaha, inseparable from Karana Prapanchaha. How inseparable? Like the fire and its burning power, like the sun and its illumining power. Knowing power is inseparable. So the whole Jagat remains unmanifested, undifferentiated as the very knowing power. Then also we say that the powerful reality is Antaryamishwaraha, Tritiya Pada of the Atma. You come to Tritiya Pada. You're not learning anything new today. I'm just make you see what we have already seen. Because when look at Ishvara as the powerful, being endowed with the power of knowing, is Ishvara. Antaryamishvara, the third pada of the Atma. It's a karana pada of the Atma. So karana pada, two karya padas. What is karana pada? Karana pada, one karana, karya pada, one, two. Ishvara. Ishvara is in the form of the Jagrat Prapancha. Ishvara alone is in the form of the subjectively real. So Pratibhasika Satyam also is Ishvara. Vyavaharika Satyam also is Ishvara. Now, Karna Prapancha has also is Ishvara. And who is it Ishvara? Atma. Turiyam Chaitanyam. We come to Turiyapada. This, you leave the karanam, total ignorance, karyam, which is subjectively real karyam, objectively real universe, the two karyams. Karanam, karyam, both enjoy existence where? In Nishvara, Purusha, which is Atma. That is why this karana, karya vilakshanam chaitanyam is turiyapada, which is amatra. When we come to the point later on. So turiyapada. Turiyapada of the Atma. What is turiyapada? The abstract, formless, inexplicably surplus reality, which can be arrived at, which has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing, which is of the nature of consciousness, pure knowledge, awareness, which is implied by the term Atma, is what? Turiya Pada of the Atma. Four padas are not the Atma. Non-distensible from the power, non-distensible from the unmanifested power, non-distensible from the manifested power, but distinct from this manifested, unmanifested power is Atma. That Atma is implied by another term, Brahma, and that Brahma you are. You means that is that abstract consciousness where you can resolve your I sense. Resolve yourself. I, the first person singular pronoun, I expressed is a word. Unexpressed is it has these four padas are equate, okay? The four, three sounds of Omkara and the silence following the Omkara, four matras of Omkara are equated to the four padas of Atma. Tejasa Hiranyagarbha. Makara stands for Pragya Antaryamishara. Three different functional names. All that is, there is only Ishvara. There is no Ishvara other than Brahma. The only Brahma. Okay. Only thing is, that abstract formless reality. Being the subtlest, is anything, now you have to understand logically how sukshma, how subtle is the reality? How subtle is it? Okay, is there, do you think there's there something else which is subtler than the reality? No. Because anything, however subtle, subtlest must be an object of knowledge. There is no knower other than consciousness. Therefore, There's no nothing which is subtler than the abstract consciousness and the reality. Just arrived at as consciousness. Because of the subtleness, it is the most pervasive. Sukshmatvat. See, now jnatrutvat sukshmatvam. Because of its knowing nature, it is subtle, subtlest. Sukshmat, now hetu, you have to say hetu, okay? Because of its subtle nature, it is sarvagatatam, all pervasiveness. Because of, in this morning also I said in the class, Kathopanishad class, because of this all pervasiveness, it is what? Motionlessness. It's motionless. Because of motionlessness, what? Actionlessness. Because of actionlessness, what? No? Changes we all do. Changelessness. The motionlessness, changelessness, actionlessness. Therefore, it's also abhoktrutvam. Okay. See, being an enjoyer, being a doer involves action, function, movement, motion. That's why sakshi, even sakshi, knower, witness, enjoyer, perceiver, even the state is only from the standpoint of the known. But we say what now? So, jnatru jnana jnaya vilakshanaha atma. Atma is distinct from over no knowledge divisions. Tiputi bedarahitaha. So that Atma, Turiyapada. The Turiyapada, Turiya Chaitanya alone is symbolized by what? Silence. The silence following Makara. That's why Makara had no sound. After Makara, no sound. Why? Everything resolves. Silence is the source of origination of all sounds. Silence is the source of resolution of all the sounds also. So sound, word, form, then functions associated with it, all that, it's all mithya. No existence independently. We use the term mithya. Only when you're analyzing here. In the waking state, when we're analyzing, we can say it's all mithya. One of understanding, we use the term mithya. There is anatma, which is mithya. There's no independent existence. Other than this abstract consciousness, the known experience in the waking state, in the dream state, in the unmanifested state, everything is mithya. Maya is mithya. Why Maya is mithya? Why dream is mithya? Why this is mithya? Drishyatvat. Okay. First qualification was drishyatvam. Everything is known. Comes under the category of the known. That is the first reason for it to be mithya, because no independent existence. Second reason given is what? Yeah, drishyatvam, another word used was grahyatvam. Then nitya, anityatvam, anityatvam, karyatvam in the same. Being an effect, being a product, and being time bound is mithya. These are reasons given. The whole teaching we understood that. Mithya. So we say, we call anything other than the atma is what? Anatma. Anatma is mithya, atma satyam. But definitely, it's all only for the sake of understanding from the standpoint of the relatively real world. The analysis is happening, inquiry is happening in the waking state, the analyzing in the waking state from the standpoint of the relatively real world, we say there's Atma, Anatma, Satyam, Mithya. Okay? And then we understand also what this, the universe becoming manifest is said to be, universe becoming manifested from unmanifested condition is called creation. There's no real creation. There is srishtihi, stitihi, there's layaha. Srishti, stit, layaha of the universe we talk about. Isha we talk about. Then first, it's all from the standpoint of the empirical reality. Through his analysis, when we arrive at what is absolute reality, from the standpoint of absolute reality, we have to see. Okay? See, analysis happens in the waking state. Everything we are analyzing only in this empirically real world. All our conclusions are satyam, mithya, atma, anatma. You know, of course, the creation is nama, which is, creation is just name for manifestation. World becoming manifested. The world becoming unmanifest is called dissolution. Okay, and the world enjoying existence is called stitihi. We say all this. But it's all for us, all these adhyaropa, prakriyana, apavada, all these kriyas are all for us to understand. Arayvatte truth. Then, asti, no? This asti jnanam should become asmi jnanam. When knowledge becomes, when you firm, that reality being available for recognition as one's own self, as one's own truth, having arrived at it, you understand that reality is not, you know, not enveloped. It is the reality which is being all pervasive, is only reality. Now that consciousness is in me, I the consciousness am in me, the whole jagat exists. This change happens, isn't it? Initially, I understand consciousness is in, available for recognition in me, in the mind as I. So it looks as though consciousness is inside. But once you arrive at the consciousness, you are from the standpoint of consciousness, where you have identity now, you see the whole jagat exists in consciousness. Consciousness is not in the world. That is why we say Brahma, Atma is not the jagat. The jagat is Atma. In this jagat, your body, mind and scope, everything becomes included. And you are that Brahma. This is the final vision. So from the standpoint of the very reality, when you see everything, then you have to say, there is no universe. From the standpoint of consciousness, the abstract reality. See, what you use until you arrive at the reality is different. What you say is different. Having arrived at the reality, from the standpoint of the reality, you have to say there's no jagat, there's no jiva, there's no jiva ishvara bheda, there's no such thing called a difference. Difference is non-provable by any pramanam. No difference, no bheda, no jagat, no ishra, no jiva. No creation, no sustenance, no resolution, no mumukshu, no mokshaha, no sadhana, no sadakaha, no adhyasaha, no adhyaropaha. There's nothing which is different from, nothing which is non-different also. There's no thing which is different or non-different from the truth. What is this? Only Brahma. Advaitam. The Advaitam, non-dual. The reality is, being non-dual is the nature. That's why the word Advaitam itself, what? Is another word implying the reality. Ekam. Advitiyam, Advaitam, Satyam, Ahamasmi. So, all this is only Brahma. In this vision, all errors become corrected. Errors resolve, superimpositions resolve, punya papam resolves, jnanam resolves. Even his jnanam also becomes resolved, negated. What finally remains is only abstract formless reality as the satyam. Satyam eva jayate. Truth alone prevails. Relatively, truthful speech, absolutely as reality. This is the vision Shukla Bhagavatpada has blessed us with to understand his heart. We need his blessings. So it is, Mama has come. Let us invoke his, let's offer our obeisance to Ganga Bhagavatpada. Invoke his grace. Pray for his blessings for a further enhancement of clarity and for us to be able to continue with our pursuit of jnana. There's a small puja happening here. Those who are watching online, they can watch, Amji. Yeah. So you all can, small puja is happening now. You all can watch. Be part of the puja also. Okay. Shall I conclude something? Purnamada. Okay. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tatsat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. This is the ending of this class. And today happened to be an auspicious day of Shankara Jayanti. We have to begin also. We never start with the ending. The beginning is again. Go to the first thing. I want to say here. So now, this is a new class. For 1 minute class. Just to an auspicious beginning, an auspicious day. So, the all different people of different schools of thought, the systems of philosophy, having their own views, believing it's reality, jagat is real, absolutely real, and they have their own theories of creation. So we have Nyaya Vaisheshika saying Paramanu is the cause, Buddha saying fleeting consciousness or shunyam, and we have other people stating, you know, pradhanam. So people have their own, we saw so many. Actually, in one of Shankara Bhagavatpada's Archana, one of the name we say is 72 systems of views he negates. It's all non-real. So wrong conclusions arrived at based on their wrong in logic also. That's why Satkaryavadaha Shankara Bhagavatpada uses to negate the Asatkaryavada. Then he negates the Satkaryavada also, stating Akarana Brahma Vadaha. Akarana Brahma Vadaha. Akarana Turiya Brahma Vadaha. Otherwise said to be Ajati Vadaha. Okay? This is the beginning of the class.